Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Benny, am I too close to my mic or is it okay?
I think you're good now.
Okay, am I good? Okay.
Thank
good?
You. Yep.
Okay. You know how you know when a host has been doing a show for like 15 years, right? You know how you know? Like when you go live and you start talking about your mic with your producer that has been with you for 15 years, right?
Yeah, but you're not using the same one.
I'm not.
You're like on your like 23rd microphone. You're so hot, Pat. You're burning through all of them. I think that's what we're trying to get at.
But you know what it is? It's
okay.
Kind of like the topic we're going to talk about today. It's about whispers of your body.
Okay.
So here's one of the things I know, Benny.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Some of these headsets, even the $500 one that Kat and Kat and Carter use, that like Steinbrenner one. I don't think that's a name.
Steinbrenner. Wow. Steinbrenner. If he had a microphone named after him.
It's like Steinbrenner.
Sennheiser.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Even that one, it is so heavy, it crushes my ears.
Oh.
It's like crushes my ears.
Your delicate little ears.
My delicate, very large ears. I have my father's ears. Thank God I don't have his nose. But in the end, these are very light, very adjustable. And I demonstrated to my very special guest today, Tracy L. Clark. I demonstrated that you can literally unplug from here and then you go from a USB to a regular. But why is it that when things are uncomfortable in our bodies, Benny, we don't make a change? You know, what was it about me for all those years wearing that very expensive, very heavy, and then I went to the gamer headset. What was it about that where I did not decide, wow, this is hurting my head? I mean, I'd finish like 3 or 4 hours and I'd have a headache, but I wouldn't pay attention. So that's what we're talking about today. For those of you out there, if you know anything about Tracy, one of the things you know is that she is that person which understands about regeneration. You're going to hear about that, body regeneration. But the most important part, when you take a look at the work she's done and you look at her fabulous and listen to her fabulous radio show, this is all about paying attention to things that affect our bodies in particular today at the whisper level, not at the Benny jackhammer level. If it gets to the jackhammer level, you need the crust busting effect. But at the whisper level, we've got something else going on. Tracy, welcome here to the show. Listen, you are a pioneer in this field. And, you know, every time somebody said that to me the other day, they said, I'm talking to the pioneer in digital radio. And I didn't say anything. I was waiting for the other person on the call to say something. And the guy says, Pat, that's like you. I'm like, okay, that's not me. That sounds old. But here's the thing. When we talk about being a pioneer in the field of anything, but especially in the field of body regeneration, we're talking about something that's so key for our livelihood today, Tracy, and the future of health and well-being. And that's where I want to start. No matter how long you've been doing this or what you've been doing, you have created a platform that allows people to become super empowered in that they get to learn about the solutions when a body does not work the way it should, a mind doesn't work the way it should, and when we have to fine tune the soul. So I'm going to ask you this question to get this started today. This is about listening to the whispers of your body. Now, I know that there's a story for you to share, because you don't create something about the whispers of the body unless you've been hit by a jackhammer or a 2x4. So I want to know, what did you have to go through? What challenges, what things did you have to discover in your own journey to decide that the whispers are with it?
Yeah, you know, I'm so happy to be here. Cloud joined us for anybody live. My cat. Hello. You know,
cats
I love
me. Cats
I know
love
they
me.
Do. Every time I'm with you, Dr. Pat, Cloud comes and he's a big love muffin. So that's for you and all of the listeners and everybody watching. You know, it's a really good question, because a lot of people say, how did you end up here and what is going on, or how did you get in touch with the body? I was somebody that was born very, very sick. So that's how I came into the world. So I didn't know any different. And you hear a lot of people say you can shift your life, your physical body energetically. But what people don't understand is there is a process of doing that. It's not like you just wake up and say, okay, I'm going to shift my body energetically. So I was very sick. And recently, the story I was telling, I thought was pretty crazy, until my mom's like, actually, it was worse than that. So basically, I was born. I had, at the time, they couldn't diagnose what was going on with me, but my hips and legs weren't attached. I have a severe hole in my chest that was a concave chest, because pectus avectum. So my rib cage didn't stop growing. And then my stomach valve was sealed shut, but no doctors knew what was happening. And I had a really damaged nerve system. So my head, my arms, my eyes shook like a Pez doll, like this, wow, all the time. Any form of stress that hit my body, people would ask me if I was having a seizure. Like, that was a lot of my life. And so my mom said that they had given me medicine, but they're like, we don't know what's wrong with your baby. Now, for a stomach valve to be sealed shut now, they would find it probably pretty quick. But back then, in a small town, like, you know, it was only like 5 years ago, right? No.
as Benny says, back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah, when we're looking almost 50 years back. So it's like, you know, and they couldn't figure it out. And back then, the only cases that they had seen, which were rare, were more in boys. So they kept giving me medicine, but for 6 weeks, they sent me home and I was projectile vomiting. So I was emaciated. You can imagine a newborn. And they told my mom, no, nothing, we don't know what to do. Well, a miracle, somebody did show up, a doctor from a bigger town, and said, oh my gosh, one, your daughter needs a cast in her legs because nothing's formed. And they always told me that I could just walk down the street and my legs could fall out at any time, at any age. So that was lovely. And from there, I developed a lot more of illness. Like at five, I was one of the youngest kids in Canada diagnosed with ulcers, diverticulitis, irritable bowel at five. So that's how it started, and asthma and croup and bronchitis and living on masks to breathe and multiple trips to the hospital and doctors and allergy tests and near-death experiences. And, you know, we all have this story. And what happened was, and then on that, more trauma, and I had a kidnapping at five and a gun to my head and all this stuff, right? So you can imagine trauma after more trauma after more trauma. And then ended up in a marriage that was pretty traumatic and dysfunctional, because that's what I was attracting. And when actually the doctors had said to me, Tracy, you have to manage. And imagine, and I know you can experience this, maybe the listeners, if they can or cannot, being told to manage being in excruciating pain every day, which also leads to anxiety, depression, all these names we have out there. And I literally wanted to rip my head off. Like, I literally, every day, because the pain and the pressure was so bad with my nerve system. And so when they said, your body's failing again, there's nothing else we can do, I had attracted, I call them bad cells. I don't like that C word, so I call them bad cells, yeah, as well. They'd shown up and they just said, like, nothing more to do. So I literally, I call it whatever people want to call it, but I called it my come to Jesus moment, because I had two little kids in tow, single mom, paying for everything. And I had to learn something different. But one of the things I learned is everything I was doing wasn't working. And I wasn't getting change. I had slowly gotten rid of some of the ailments, but the big major ones were still there. and all of that trauma. And so I started on a journey of studying first science, because I was almost an atheist at that point. I thought, you can't have this kind of life and think there's something out there. Then I sort of went spirituality and then ministry. So I studied all three of them, and still studying, obviously, because there's some cool things that I can't wait to let people know happening in the next year. But
right,
we're always learning, right? But it, right. I had to step back and really look at what is my body telling me. And when I first went to science, I became very fascinated of what my body was telling me. And I started to understand that it had so much to say. And as crazy as it was, that even by just noticing my environment, my body would start to feel better in different environments. Very sounds simple. But how many times does somebody go into a work environment that's toxic and they're like, oh, I have such bad stomach aches. Oh, I have stomach aches. I'm so anxious. Oh, but they don't click it all together.
No.
And so it's like, you have to, I started to realize, if I don't create new habits and I don't make myself a priority, I was told you'd be dead. Your little kids are going to be back living without you. Make a choice.
Right. And, you know, this is really kind of the thing, too, because, you know, one of the things that I love about this is that there is a problem to solve. And what I mean by that is, we right now, if this were a show where we were talking about not the status of affairs in the healthcare system, not that, but the status of affairs in health and well-being. Mm-hmm. What we would discover is, at a time where, if you look at what science says, at a time where we have more science at our fingertips to do miraculous things, we have more sick people on the planet than ever before. And some people would argue the case that, well, we're living longer. No, let's do this. Let's cut out everybody in the living longer category, and the numbers still exist. But what is it, Tracy, from your perspective, what is the big aha that we are not getting? Because I love that you're talking about what's coming next year, because I am blown away by what is available for us to deliver next year. But this is all in service of this question, right? Mm-hmm. What do we need to do now to save our lives? Not, you know, at the point of the jackhammer, but at the point of the whisper, right? At the point where you're like, my headphones hurt.
Yeah. And, you know, listening to you say that, it's true, because what's happened is we have been programmed, and we are heading into a health crisis. I don't know, like, I'm in Canada, you're in the States. I'm sure it's the same. We have people lined up in the hallways. I work with doctors, they're like, they're in the hallways because there's no beds for them. There's no place for them to go. And we're not meant to be like that. We're not meant to be sick. We're meant to use medicine, right, for short term, not long term. If it's long term, we got something going on. And that's exactly what you said. So we get so conditioned that we become on autopilot, and we're not paying attention to what our body's telling. So you're like, I'm wearing a headset. Like, now you do what I do. This headset hurts, I'm getting rid of it. Like, if something like that, I look at it and I move it right away. But it's sort of like that old definition of insanity. Everybody's heard it. You know, you're going to do it over and over again, and you're still expecting a different result. People have to start to now realize we have to unlearn everything we've learned. We have to create new habits. And to do that, you've got to make yourself that priority and start every day when somebody gets up. You know, don't grab your cell phone right away and jump on your computer. I guess if you want to grab your cell phone because you have a great, maybe clearing meditation or something ready to go, hit play and go back and just spend that time, or spend that time really connecting to the body. Because what people don't understand is, I heard a stat, I think it was 85 or 90% of people, first thing in the morning, they grab their phone and they start YouTubing crazy stuff or doing emails before they get out of bed.
Yeah.
That's
real. That is a real thing. That statistic has been demonstrated in, I think I know the study you're talking with. Now there's a gazillion studies and they all say the same thing.
Yeah, and it disconnects you from your body right away. And then you get in habit. So you end up going to the bathroom at the same time, getting your coffee at the same time. And if you start to look at your morning routine, it is infectious in your whole life like that. You drive the same way, you're on autopilot. And so we're not even paying attention. So all of that pain that's been in your body or suffering in the body, people say, I have a great life now. I'm like, well, great, because the truck's gonna hit you if you actually don't look at things that you had in your life a long time ago. Like, and we always have stuff that come up. I'm sure you can relate. I had something recently where, you know, life's great, checking along, and all of a sudden I went home for a visit and bang, this whole pattern came up. And I was like, whoa, and I had to clean it. And because I knew how to listen to my body, I knew something was off. I knew that I needed to remove that. And it took me a couple of days. Then there was fallout, right? Because when we remove something, there's like walking through a fire. And then everything went into a great direction again. And in this work, I think what people forget is when they're really listening, and this is what I love to say, we hear every day, oh, you're having a baby, that's a miracle. Well, how come after the baby's done, then you treat the body like it's not a miracle anymore and it doesn't know what to do and it's stupid? Because we've been conditioned, go to the doctor, don't listen to your body. They give you one thing. And, you know, doctors are trained depending on which pharmaceutical company has funded that space. So I'm not saying don't go to your doctor, but what I'm saying is work with them. But they don't live with you. They don't know what stress. I had a client.
Look, let's talk about this right here, this for a moment, because this is like a lesson I learned. So I'm not going to get into the story of my body breaking down in 04 because I've talked about it. And it stayed that way for 10 years. It didn't mean that I wasn't. You nailed it. When Dr. Darvish took me on, the layers of decades of, I don't even want to talk about what I did to my body, right?
Yeah.
But slowly removed. The thing that you said, though, that's so really important about all of this is that, one, don't give up.
Don't.
Two, hope is on the way. And three, you've got to be all in to start small and make those changes. But the most important part of what you're talking about for me, and this is the hardest, you know, how many workshops, how many coaches have you paid? How many people have you paid that talk about simplicity? But here's what I've learned about simplicity. Simple doesn't mean easy.
No.
It doesn't. But here's what I want to ask you about. That moment, that, you know, the tipping point, as Dr. Jean Houston would call it, that moment where you realize whatever you're doing in X is not working for you, that level of awareness. So here's the question. In the work you do and how you help people, I mean, I listen to your show. I watch those people interact with you on this stuff. You have got something going on with this. But there's something you do with people that most people can't do. And that is get people from the point of awareness. I don't even call that awakening, but awareness. Get them from the point of awareness to action. I call it the AA of transformation, awareness to action. How do you get them there? I'm serious.
Yeah,
I want to know.
You know what? I'm going to tell you two things that I
do. All right.
I learned a lot from working with all the people. I used to see 30 people a week. Imagine, that's a lot. Booked 8 months out.
And 30 people a week.
I did. Imagine. That's what I, that was my business. And
so you didn't sleep though. You
no,
must
I
not.
I saw 30 people a week, 6 days a week. And I booked 8 months out. I don't do that anymore. So don't even ask.
All right.
I wanted to help more people. Can't do that. But what I learned is, and this was something that was very unique, is there is a way to talk to the body to get the body to also respond. And you can hear, if you actually listen to what someone says, and you can feel into the body. So some things I feel, some things I hear, some things we see. But if you start to feel the energy, you can feel something's lighter or heavy. And when we actually start to put that awareness in the body, the person wakes up, and then I'm like, now these are your action steps. See what feels right. So there's always choice, right? Some of them will take a long time, but it's a matter of what is the issue and then finding the root cause. We don't need to go back through a million things. What is that one root that stemmed? And a lot of times you can pinpoint it very, very quickly. And when that comes out, then what I love to do is empower people to be able to say, oh my gosh, I can just back this out myself. Now I can have, I always give these little simple tools. I'm like, it doesn't have to be complicated. We've made it so complicated, like you said. The problem is that what will happen is you'll see that people will move and then they'll stop a little bit because their body gets afraid moving into what's unfamiliar. So, right, it wants to be familiar. So when I'm talking to the body, I'm very careful what I say and how I say it. If someone came up to you and said, oh, Dr. Pat, that's just stupid, you would be like, what? But if they said, hey, Dr. Pat, have you thought of looking at it this direction? Feel the lightness and the energy, right? Then you would receive it different. And then people wouldn't be out there all screaming at each other so much. But I learned through the energy and I was watching the bodies. And then all of a sudden they transform where you could start to remove that pattern so quickly by just speaking. That's how, like, I had a lady, she had a cane. She doesn't have a cane anymore. One time we just talked.
Yeah.
Body responds, but we're so patterned to reaction mode and we're patterned to sit in the poo, I call it, that as soon as you have that light bulb moment and the body picks it up energetically, watch people, they run with it and they're like, wow. Like even if you, my show this week, we had a lady call in, she was talking about weight. And I said, you've got so much pain around loss. I had 3 emails before that show was done saying, oh my God, I'm bawling my eyes out because you triggered me. So just by listening, if people would listen to how we speak, you can shift that quickly. And you don't have to sit in it for years. Like gone are the days of looking at everything and anything. Enjoy your life, learn the tools, and just enjoy life.
Yeah.
And catch it.
Well, and you know, this really talks to this idea. Let's talk to the word whisper.
Yeah.
So the word whisper came into notoriety when, you know, Hollywood decided to, you know, move out and create a movie with Robert Redford, right? So the whisper idea, right, hit the stage, right? And since then, we've watched the use of that. So we're really talking about each of us becoming the body whisperer for ourselves. That's what we're really talking about.
The subtleties, right?
The subtleties, right.
If you can say, I feel great and I just walked into this room and you're conscious, you're not on autopilot, you'll be like, something doesn't feel right or maybe my body feels a little uncomfortable and you start talking to your body differently, it starts communicating back to you right away.
You know, and I look, and you, we're talking about the idea that we're not trained to listen to the whispers, but that doesn't mean we cannot be trained because we are also trained and the best of our intuition comes out in the learning experience, right? And you learned it from what your body and still do. I learn it from what my body does, but I also know the power of convincing myself I can't do something. And that is a whisper. So what is it that we can talk about with folks, especially in what you're doing, whether it's the evolutionary realm or whether it's body regeneration? What is it that you've put together to help people learn this? Because everyone, I think, can learn it.
They can learn it. And I want people to learn it and be empowered and go out on their own. And that's exactly what it is I put together these systems with literally just simple things you can do every day. Because what happens is we're trained to think. When you go to school, you're trained to think. You're not trained to feel. So we have to unlearn how to think, not like, and really let, you know, and how to feel, and then use that combination. So when you have thought ideas, you can make really clear decisions with the intuition. And a lot of people, they get caught in their head still so much, like you said. So what I actually teach people is to train them very quickly how you become more, I say, like the master of your mind and your brain. So we've been so programmed that it leads us, we start to lead it. And then your heart space opens. And then very quickly, that's where I teach them. So if it's a body regeneration class, I back out in those classes. I back out the programs that come up for a lot of people. And then I just teach very simply. These are like 4 things you can do in the office if you need to, and you can change it right then. And it'll shift.
Yeah, I love this. We're going to talk about this more. You know, it's funny. We're talking about this. This is really kind of like, it is really funny. And I don't mean like funny, like in a bad way. I mean, it's actually hilarious. right? It's like hilarious in some levels. And I'm a work in progress. I know you see yourself as a work in progress. And because of that, we're always learning new things.
Yes.
Right. You know, and sometimes to others, it looks bizarro. When we come back, we're going to talk about the perception of bizarro when it comes for our health. But the reality is everybody from Einstein to the people that discovered all sorts of things, bizarro was an understatement in terms of what they were called. I mean, if you heard what Carl Jung was called, we wouldn't be talking about him today. When we come back, we're going to take a look at this thing that was once called bizarro and now is called the future of wellness, energy, wisdom, and whispers. Tracy, before we go to break, how can people find out more about you? And by the way, everybody, we're taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. Tracy, give out your information if you could.
TracyLClark.com. We've been changing a lot to make it more integrated. You've seen it. They can go there. If somebody does even want to try our live stream event on September 12th, because it's your show, if they put in September, they actually get a discount. And if they want to come to the Evolutionary Run, which is 90 days intensive with me, that's how you get my full-on attention. And if they sign up and email our office, Dr. Pat, they actually get 6 months into our Miraculous Run, which is every day keeping you in the habit so you actually shift and empowered.
Okay, so the live streaming event, they just type the word September?
Yep, just go in, click live stream, type September. If they are here, they're going to hear it. That's your special for you guys.
Right. And that's like, I just want to tell folks, it's a evening event. It's a faith-filled evening with Tracy, and it's Thursday, right? September 12th. Is that correct?
Yes. And if you miss it, you get a replay, but I'm going to be shifting the energy and actually giving you a tool. And at the end, I'm going to give you a 10-minute exercise that if you do every day and you do that for the month, I'm going to build on it the next month. So it'll actually shift your habit for that month if you do it once a day.
And I know we're not talking about this today, but we are going to talk about this at some time. You and I will do a show on this.
Yeah.
Shifting your energy can put money in your bank account. Yeah. And if you believe that, shifting your energy can put optimum health in your body. We'll be right back.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Thank you, everybody. It is. How bizarre. Benny, I think Bizarro was like a Marvel or a DC Universe like villain. Bizarro. I had to look it up, but I don't know.
Sounds close. But I don't know at the top of my head.
It sounds close. Mm-hmm. I probably am.
I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one.
Do make up those words. Yeah. Okay. So Tracy and I were talking about our new app for those of you out there and you're watching. Okay. See this? This is our new app, but we haven't announced it yet. And I was just telling Tracy how cool it is. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you. Oh, drop my phone. Here it is right there. And then if you click on it, you click on Transformation Talk Radio, the channel. And then, whoa, Tracy, look at that. Wow, who selects those images? How cool is that? And then there's a call-in number, 1-800-930-2819. Look, you want a clearing right now? Okay, let's get it on. And at the top, it's like now, next, and ask. And the reason I'm bringing it up, it wasn't too long ago when people said that I was out of my mind. I'm okay with them saying that, though.
I love being out of my mind. It's the only way we move forward.
That has been said about me since I was very, very young. But in my corporate performance evaluations, Linda, if you're listening, I was at the top of the performance level, you know, an executive. I worked for the vice president, the president, the whole. And in my review, they would give me this great review. And then they would say, and we think she's from another planet. Now, having said that, that's a good thing. Here's what I want to talk with you about. It is the day and age we live in right now. You pretty much have to be living up under a rock or never watching anything on the news, which a lot of our listeners don't even watch. But if you are, you're tapping into an energy that is not going to get you to where you want to go. And so, Tracy, let's talk about what happens when we do take that in, when we do take that energy in, and what we can share and show people today about why we have to learn to move this out?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I talk about this a lot because all of our systems that we've been living in, and we haven't had any real shifts. We've had shifts, little ones, but no big ones really in the last 30, 40 years of what we needed in our systems. That's what's happening. A lot of people, as you know, they get scared because they're listening to the news. And if you're listening to this kind of information, it is called programming for a reason, right? The reason we love Transformation Talk Radio is you're getting positive programming. You're getting new ideas and it's positive, which will uplift your body. And what I see is for a lot of people, what happens if you're putting in a lot of this, and I used to do it too. If you're just watching violent shows and you're watching the news and you're getting caught up into politics, you're actually out of your body. You're actually not staying present. You're not staying aligned. And it keeps you very stuck in the old programs, the old patterns, which then will bring up all of your areas because everything's a frequency. If you have fears on your wealth or you have fears on your health or you have fears on, you know, your relationship or self. So it keeps you very, very disconnected. And it's so important. You need to really get connected now if you want to make it through, I guess, the shift and really keep that beautiful life that you know is there. So it's no different than I say to someone, if you remember 2008 when the stock market crashed, it's the easiest way for people to kind of get in the energy field. People were then all of a sudden turning on the news, talking to them, oh my God, the world, right? And then all of a sudden people's fear went up. But I'm going to tell you, the people I knew, and even myself included, even though that was quite a while ago, that kind of went, yeah, okay, you know what? I'm not going to be in that. I'm creating something different. It didn't affect us. It didn't touch us. And it didn't even touch my money. It didn't touch my money. And people were like, how is that possible? I said, because, and you said it well, it's a frequency. So if you're listening to your body, you're going to know very well, because you're going to get that intuition that comes up. You're going to go, maybe I need to change something different with my money. So I'm going to take charge and I'm going to call my broker. But most people will defer and say, oh, it's my broker. He knows better than me. You hand over your authority because you're not listening. And then you get mad and pissed off because you weren't listening. And it is a time of great change. But what everyone needs to remember, it's the most amazing time to be alive, because we're going to create something new. Like you and I were saying, you and I are constantly creating something new. If you have body regen now, it's nothing like it was 4 years ago. Because what I realized was, you've heard of lots of modalities. If people have heard of modalities, maybe you haven't, but you learned to shift the energy. I'm like, that's slow. Nobody wants to learn that anymore. We want to go in our world and we want to be fast. So I was like downloading, we got to go fast. We got to go fast, because that's where in the world of fast. So it's creating new. And if people really can understand that, the systems are going to break. They are going to come down, but they're going to be replaced. No different than when you have to change something in your life. If you're going to get divorced, it's not going to be pretty, but you're going to leave. You made the big decision. We hope that people can be understanding, but you've got to pull that foundation down. That's where you really need to stay focused. But out of it comes a light of a beautiful new relationship with self.
Yeah.
So what's happening in the world is those systems are coming down. Don't be afraid. Be joyous, because now we get to create something better for humanity.
Yeah. You know, I love this. I love this. So when we go back to that time you just referenced.
Yeah.
I was coming through the other side of a 10 year to clear things out. And so my body can be well. But there was an opportunity that showed up in 2009. And it showed up, and the opportunity was just the way my show started, Tracy. It was, oh my gosh, Pat, you better start this network because I've got to pay the mortgage. And as we went into 2010, right, with that, I never blinked. And I said, let's start it. We'll start Transformation Talk Radio, right? But I didn't even have a name for it. But I had a vision, because I was helping another person do it. And so this vision, and this is our 10-year anniversary coming up next year for the Transformation Network. But I didn't think about, I honestly didn't think about where we were. And I put a post out for a technical person. The requirements, I look back now, were bizarre, but Oliver showed up. We reached out to hosts. And within a month, we had 20 hosts to launch the network. Within 3 months, we had the framework for technology that didn't even exist in broadcasting. But I never stopped to say, I wonder if this will work in this recession. It never entered my mind. Aren't we kind of asking folks to engage with that kind of perspective for our bodies?
100%. It's like, you got to just do it and know on every level. I always say, even when I launch stuff like you, like we launch it and there's going to be things that won't work. I fix it along the way. I say to people, but you get it out there. And with your body, you got to trust. And this is one of the components I teach a lot, is coming back to faith, whatever that, I would say trust, no believe, but you got to anchor that, because you got to trust in what you can't see. You got to trust in it. And when my body shook so bad and I got rid of my arm shake and my eye shake and my head still shook like crazy, but I didn't give up. I kept going, it's going to come. It's going to come. It's going to come. The right person will show up. I kept doing other stuff and boom, that right person showed up, did a manual adjustment, never had a shake. When 5 neurologists told me that would not be possible, it was a tick from birth. My mom had heard it, that it would never go. I never said no. So what happens is, no different than when you're talking about with your radio. If people can get this with their body, it may come instantly, like the lady who one time doesn't need to use her cane, but it may take a little bit more. You can't stop. And that's why I teach people how to connect also with their faith, because if you doubt and you go back into that environment, or if you'd said, well, I don't know, I don't have everything perfect, I shouldn't launch my radio show, I don't know, you know, it's a recession. If you'd had that chatter and didn't know how to stop it in an instant, you wouldn't have what you have today. Doing what you love, helping millions of people.
Yeah.
And that's where they need to listen to the body.
And I would have stopped listening to the creative guidance that mm-hmm. I was getting. And that really takes me to the next question that I want to talk with you about. And the next question is, this level of guidance, sometimes we hear things. And what happens when we hear it? It really is that intuitive guidance we're talking about. But other times it's not. It's dark. You'll never succeed. Right? And so what have you learned, if there was one thing you could say about getting people ready to listen? What did you learn? What I call them little tricks. I have a couple little tricks. But what did you learn? Because sometimes that perfect minute of guidance gets drowned out by decades of doubt.
Yeah, you know, there's two things, and you're going to laugh because it's going to sound very simple and people go, really, it's that easy? It is. Two things that I learned I started doing that actually worked really well. When that little voice would come up, I would say, you know, you'd hear it. I'm not worthy. I'm not deserving, whatever it is. You know, are you crazy? I'd go, okay, where was that first point? Right away. I count to three. Where did that come from? What's the first memory I had? That's where your root is. That comes up. And then if I can't pinpoint it, you know, I start talking to myself like, that's interesting. Go away. That's really interesting. You're not in charge. Go away. And people say, what? You're talking to yourself like that? You sound like a crazy person on the street. I'm like, I'm not walking on the street going, you know, that's interesting. Go away. But what I'm doing with the thought now is by saying, you know what? That's interesting. I'm not accepting it. I'm removing it. Any word that is along that line, and I move my hand because literally I always see the mind outside the body because it's just a way for people to understand how to use the physiology of their body. And I teach people that, but it's like, that's interesting. I'm not buying into that. Where was the first reason and where's the first place I can pinpoint I heard that? Watch how quickly that emotion will come up and watch where, and right away, take a breath. Where do you feel it in the body? And when you feel it in the body, that's the place, you know, very quickly. And I always say, use my one simple tool, which is on my YouTube. And I just literally, I tap, I call it the heart drive. And I say, thank you, God. You say, universe or divine, thank you, God, reset, let go. Why? Because when you tap into the heart space, as soon as you've had the moment, it will reset where that known unknown space is in the body. And watch how quickly you'll start catching all these little patterns. And it's so simple, but I have so many testimonials of people like, oh my gosh, I don't have that anxiety. I'm so brave. I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I did that. And it'll change in an instant. You'll feel it in your body, but that's what people have to start to go stop, push the thought away, and just literally speak that out loud if you can in your car or in your brain if you're out in the coffee shop so people don't look at you crazy. But then feel it in the body. Where do you feel it? Let it go. Get a move. Yeah.
Well, you know, I want to talk about this idea of faith for a moment.
Yes.
And this is important. I want to be very clear about it. I was listening to, you know, one of the podcasts I listened to, and it was called Your Faith. Yeah. And I was listening to it, and it just shows up at the right time, right? When you want to hear that. But I was reminded of what that really means in the journey we say yes to. And I think we should stop and talk about that, because everything we're talking about, the whispers for today, all those things we're talking about, there's another element to it. And there's an element that says, I believe that there is an energy that's going to help me with this. And what comes in, and I find is worse than any other energy out there, and this is just me, is doubt. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about doubt for a minute, because if we don't, we're kind of dismissing that other whisper that creeps in that says, Tracy, no, you're not. Pat, no, you're not. Doubt. Let's talk about that. Because that's a whisper that we have to educate ourselves and others to first recognize. And it's the thing that shows up right before fear. I call it the 1-2 punch of the 1-2 punch of procrastination or immobilization, the 1-2 punch, doubt and fear. Let's talk about that, because I think that you have something to say about that, right?
I do. I teach a lot about faith and connecting and the way that you need to connect your way, your relationship. And I always say faith is trust, no believe, right? Trust that you're going in the right direction. Feel it and know without a shadow of a doubt you're going in the right direction. And you have to believe without a shadow of a doubt. It's that old saying, you've heard it, believe you shall receive, doubt you go without.
That's right.
It's simple, guys, but it's true. And where does the doubt come from? It comes from when we're very small. And again, the imprints in the programming we pick up in the environment. And then it also comes from when we go to school with all the comparison and the competitiveness. And so all the, you know, you get programmed that if you don't have this level of education, you can't do this. If, you know, who are you to start that business because you've never done a business before? So you didn't go to business school. We hear that one a lot. I hear it a lot. Or who are you to have all that money because you grew up poor? So all this programming, right? That's actually what creates the doubt. And when you start to quickly remove and delete the programming out of your system and you listen, and what people don't get is you do have to believe, no different than you, we were just saying, like, if I didn't keep believing my head was not going to get fixed, I was 41 years old when my head finally got fixed. So yeah. I was born that way. So 41 years old, I'm 48 now. So imagine like how long that journey was, right? But I didn't give up. I had seen, this is what people, if you have doubt, I'm going to give them a really simple reference point. In life, this is how you can start to counteract doubt and people don't go there. In life, you all have little wins. You all have beautiful things where you're like, oh my God, I can't believe that person showed up, or I can't believe I got that job. And quickly you forget about it. But if you can, in the moment of doubt, go back and reference one of those highs, like for me, a high was, oh my God, my head doesn't shake. My body is so alive. Like, wow, I remember what it was like to be sick and riddled. You do. And I'm like, whoa, I love my body so much, because I go back to those reference points. And if you pull those up, or you remember you got that payday and you were like, oh my God, I won that money, or I got a bonus, or someone gave me, you know, I had somebody the other day show up at my door and drop off an envelope. She said, thank you so much for the evolutionary program. She put $2,000 in an envelope just to say thank you, right? And it was like overwhelmed, because that goes into our charity line. And I was like, whoa, these are the moments, people. Go to where you had a win, pull that energy forward, feel it in your body, just feel it everywhere. Watch how quickly that'll start to cancel out the doubt, because people stay in the doubt, because then they start to access the old programming. They forget about their wins, and that will clean it up quickly.
Yeah. I mean, I think about the people that have accomplished what we consider, right? We look at others, right? I know, look, how many times we say don't look at others, but we do.
Yeah, everybody
we
does.
We do.
Yeah.
And we look at some of these people and some of what they have achieved in life. And the one thing I know about those folks, they may have gone through periods of doubt, but not at the point where they decided they were going to achieve the ultimate goal. Yeah. Not Muhammad Ali, not our quarterback, Russell Wilson, none of them, right?
Do you know one of the things they also do differently that people forget?
Us.
And this is why I say we got to break your habits. If you and I wake up every day and we are the same identity every day, the difference with these people and with what you've done and I've done, we're always upgrading the versions of ourselves. So we're never playing. So if you're like, you know, okay, I'm the $40,000, got a job, I'm miserable. If you keep playing in that version of yourself, you keep getting that version of yourself. What these great people do, and I once had a beautiful, beautiful mentor in business, and he said to me, I don't care about the little things. I don't care if people say, I have a goal and I got to get there. He didn't make billions of dollars because he sat there doubting. And did he fall down? Sure. But this is where I realized you got to stop playing the little version you are now and start incorporating, which I love to teach people, that bigger version of yourself, that next level. So who are you if you're making more money? Who are you if you're serving more people? Who are you if you have a healthy body? Who are you if you're giving back? Ask yourself that question and watch how much is going to change in your body.
Yeah. And you know, this is so important, because anybody that works with a coach, right, or works with you or does this level of work, coaches, while it's very important to make sure you've got the basics down, I don't care what we're talking about. Well, it could be a sport. It could be hypnotherapy. It doesn't matter. Anything that you're learning, like from another person, it is important to have the basics down, right? Mm-hmm. But that is not where it stops. If you hire a coach, they are not going to nod up and down. They are going to move you and stretch you and push you and have you stand in the space of the next level of whatever that is you want to achieve. And, you know, it's funny because I'm experiencing that myself. And they don't, and this is what you're talking about, especially in the evening event. We're not looking at people and saying, oh, you know what? I'm going to lower the standard of what I think you could achieve because you don't have a job or because you just broke up your relationship. It doesn't mean we're not compassionate, but you and I know that we don't want our coaches to lower the bar, yeah, right?
They don't.
I want to talk about that for a minute because we're really good at setting standards for ourselves that may or may not get us to the next place. Mm-hmm. But you, Tracy, and the role you play, you have to really look two steps ahead, two plays ahead, two, three, or four. You have to do that. Let's talk about the importance of that, especially for the body. Right?
It's so important no matter what you're changing. And I actually want to give the listeners, with the evolutionary program, because I work with people so closely, I've had people come in and they're like, I'm good. My life's really good. And all of a sudden, within 2 weeks, they're crying. They're calling me. Oh my God, I'm having this like nervous breakdown. Everything just fell apart. What did you just do? What did we just do? What just, they don't know. Right. And, but what it is because you're pulling things back. And that is what it's about, is understanding that you do need to look a couple of steps ahead and start to look. And that's why we always want people in our realm that can see things outside of us. You know, you can see things about me that maybe I don't want to look at that point. And it goes, wow, I get it. Right. And that's why we love to surround ourselves with people that are constantly growing and shifting, because if we don't push each other out, if we don't keep pushing to another level, then again, it stays status quo. And so it's so important to keep pushing ourselves and surrounding ourselves with people that are going to keep pushing. And I can't tell you how many people I know have gone through the program. They're like, oh my God, I went through and I thought I was coming for this and my whole world fell apart, but now my marriage is better and I've switched careers. And because they got real with themselves, and it was not easy. It's not easy to do it. And when we hit a bump and change, even for you and Unlai, when we grow, guys, you have to understand, if we are not growing, you're not growing. And this is what I find so frustrating in this whole space of coaching too. A lot of coaches stop growing and they do a single format or just an e-course. Guys, we got to constantly keep pushing ourselves to get to new levels so we can help the people we help get to new levels. I call it the ladder of life. We pull someone up, they pull someone up. Someone else pulls us up and we keep going up that ladder to get exactly where we want to go, but have fun doing it. Have fun doing it.
Yeah, let's have fun right now. What I want to say to everybody listening to the show, let's ask them and invite them to select the next rung on that ladder. Just that next one. Let's do that. Just ask them to think, and I'd love for you to do this, you know, to really bring this invitation to people forward, to select that now. Without judgment, without fear, and without knowing how you're going to get there.
And no doubt, just trust. If the more you trust, the more you believe, the more you receive, the more your body will feel it, and the more in tune you get with your body, the more transformation you'll get. I always say at a supernatural light speed, because I see it every day. And
I love it.
Have it. Everyone.
Tracy, what a great show. Thank you. Look, let's take a moment. Let's give out your website again. Talk about the event. Make sure everybody listening knows how to get a hold of you, sign up, and move ahead, move up on that ladder.
Yeah, because get ready for 2020. So it's tracylclark.com. And if you want to attend the live stream of the evening events, we finally got everything online. It was a work. You type in September. If you're a Dr. Pat listener, you just type in September in the code and you'll get the discount off that live stream. If you can't make it, you get a replay. And if you want to come into the evolutionary program, really work with me for 90 days, then once you sign up, just send an email to my office at contact@tracylclark.com. Say Dr. Pat, and I will put you in the miraculous program, which means you get me 5 days a week, shifting you and coaching you and keeping you on track so your habits will change, and you'll get that for 6 months.
And, you know, we've asked Tracy to do this because we know what's about to happen energetically. And I want to just say to everybody, we know that there's something. And what's important to both Tracy and me, what's important is having you ready for it and then beyond. Tracy, thank you so much. Last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
Just trust, know, believe, stay dedicated, committed, and connected. If you can do that and make yourself a priority, watch how much in your life will change and how you can help other people.
I love it. Tracy L. Clark, I'm Dr. Pat. We're going to take a short break. We've got more coming up. Yep, fired up today. We'll be right back.